Online Podcast 167. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I was saying Online Podcast 167 because I was going to say 66, but then I realized that last episode was 66. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. It is Monday, the 10th of July. If you listen to this right away, it doesn't matter when you listen to this, but I do want to let you know that I had a very, 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 very busy week. I had a very busy weekend. And I'm glad that it's all over. It was all nice though, but man, there's lots of stuff to do this weekend. Plus, I also worked the entire weekend, so that doesn't help. And so I'm a little bit sleepy right now. And Monday, so it's going to be crazy too also today. Lots of work at work, and not quite looking forward to Monday. But anyway, I'm wondering if I can actually finish up the Bishop Gumbleton's talk today, because I'll be talking about a few things related to that as well. Now, for those of you who haven't listened to the Bishop Gumbleton's talk, there are I posted his talk in its in its entirety on online number 166. In there, you can find a direct link to download that episode, or you can also listen with my commentary. Now, there are several things that I would like to mention regarding that. If this is the third part, I think I'm going to try to play this, the final 15 minutes of it, of the talk. But I want to give you some corrections as well. I was told that the whole situation about Joe, this, I think I mentioned it on the first part of the Bishop Gumbleton's talk, which is show number 164, Gay Catholics Are Not a Myth, part one. And I talk about I actually mentioned that before the part one. So I actually mentioned it in a show prior to that. Let's see what it is. Gosh, this sucks because I'm tired. And, it's show number 163, Churchy Homosexuals, the title is. And I mentioned the article. I put up a Kansas City Star article about the music director here in Kansas City, but this isn't actually in Kansas, over in the Kansas side. So, and I talk about, okay, so Bishop Finn would be responsible for that either. And I was wrong, because Bishop Finn is he's not controlling that particular diocese. It's over on the Kansas side of the city, which doesn't make him any better, which actually makes it worse that we actually have two bishops here in town. So I was wrong. It's not his fault. Nonetheless, he is still a bishop. The new title that I'm giving people who are bigots. And let's go back to the topic that I would like to talk about. Oh my gosh, can you tell that I'm tired? I know I can. And I can even tell that I'm tired. But today is, I want to say, Is it the last day or close to the last day, or is it done? Are we all done with the football World Cup craze? I have this widget thing on my Google front page. I don't know what you call it, that google.com/IG. And I put up this World Cup thing. You know how you can put your Gmail, you can put a clock or top news or news stories and stuff like that, weather on your, customize it on your page. in Google, I actually have a page called World Cup so that I can talk to my dad. Not that I, you know, need to talk to my dad about football. I just want to kind of like keep up with stuff, even though I don't watch it. And they have this very cool thing that has a... Ooh, that was my... Maybe I should turn that off. That was my computer. Okay, I turned that other computer off now. So the football, it has the football scores of whatever matches that's going on at that time. You can also get results. You can actually get results live. It will tell you which player scored a goal at what time. So it's really cool. So that is my way of keeping up with the football. I call it football, which is the soccer football news with my father. And he, not he, but I was going to tell you that I did not like football. And I know this may sound very stereotypical, but this is what happens. When I was young, I did not like football. I did not like sports at all, especially football. Anything that has a ball involved, I don't like. I don't like basketball. I don't like football. I don't like anything that has ball involved. And so I would actually, during PE class, physical education, we were all supposed to change into our shirt and then go onto the football field and play football. I didn't even know how to play football. So it was very annoying. I didn't want to learn either. And what I would do is, because you get into trouble if you don't participate. And so, you know, in my class, there are several people who are kind of queer like me and do not like football. And we would run around under the tree over on the other side of the field, not close to the teacher. Of course, most of the teachers are not doing anything anyway. They're just sitting out there and just let us play football. And I would be pretending, I would be running away from the ball instead of chasing for the ball. And I would run away and then I would run under the tree and then a few of us little sissies would hang out under the tree and actually chat or do something else, a little bit non-sporty kind of stuff. And every once in a while, if the teacher comes by, we'll pretend like we were playing and we'll get back onto the field and run away from the ball again because, you know, I hate that when the football is approaching me and I hate that feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything. And I'm not a catcher as well. You know, if you throw me stuff, I cannot catch. I've been learning a lot though lately. I've been able to do that at work now. I have the other job that actually involved a little bit of a throwing of keys and stuff like that. And I've been able to do that a little bit more now. So I guess it's just a matter of getting used to it. And I just didn't want to learn football. So anyway, so that's a little bit of a football news about of my personal experience about football, and I want to also mention that I was interviewed by Rob on podcast 411 last week. So if you go back to last week's show on podcast 411, I'm so tired. I may not even put show notes on there. You know, if I get the show out there, it's great. Podcast 411. And under Senator Ted Stevens interview, quote, interview, that is actually a fun show as well. And it's so funny the way that Rob put it together. So it's show number 154 on July 5th, 2006. Rob interviewed me on Podcast 411. I'm very honored. I'm one of those who are not very keen in putting myself out there or promoting myself like a whore, like most people should be doing. I don't do that very often, and I guess what, I hate doing that. And since I already know Rob in person before I actually know about or listen to a show, I actually met him and then I listened to the show. And so I didn't want to kind of like, you know, hey, since I know you, can you get me on your show? It's a little bit, you know, distasteful to me. So I sort of kept it quiet. I didn't even think about it, honestly. And he mentioned to me last year that he's going to have me on my show. So I'm very honored, right? And we were trying to do this interview for the longest time. It was like last year, maybe November is when we talk about it. And we talk about doing a show at his place, at his studio, because we're both from Kansas City. And we just never get about doing that. And finally, we did that maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I also, I don't know if I can mention your name. There's this guy whom I, is related to this FM, some I forgot, FM radio, FM station, something, My FM or something. He, it's a Malaysian radio station who started podcasting, and I saw it and I was very excited, obviously, and I'm subscribed to the My FM podcast. And I also emailed them with a few suggestions on podcasting and how to do their feed and all that kind of stuff. And also volunteered if they want me to add their listings on their listing on iTunes, I would be more than happy to do so. And so I emailed that. And one of the guys, one of the photographer, I don't remember his name now. Is it Tom? Ron? John? Don? Han? I don't remember now. Maybe I can Google a little bit. But I don't know if I'm supposed to mention his name, though. So let me see if I can actually find it. Where is it? My FM. No, it's not showing up. Maybe I was using a different email, perhaps. Maybe he was the... Yeah, anyway, I don't want to mention your name anyway. So regardless, I want to say thank you for listening. I didn't know that you actually listened to the show. And thank you so much. And I love your photography. Wonderful pictures. You're very, very, very talented. Now, if it is all right for me to talk about yourself and perhaps your future podcast, I know that he's planning on doing a podcast himself. Let me know or send me an audio comment, even better, I can play it on the show. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your page, your website. Your website, and I can actually play on the show. So that's Podcast 411, and the other guy that the name skipped me. I know it will come back, and I'm just too lazy to check it because I'm so tired. And several weeks, more than a month ago, maybe a couple of months ago, whenever the Da Vinci Code was out, I actually recorded a show with Chef Mark from Remarkably Mark podcast, as well as the Remarkable Palette podcast. And he has two shows. And also Archer from Archer Radio. We recorded a gay party, dinner party show for Madge when Madge, she still is in Europe. And Madge asked people to do shows so that she can use the shows whenever she is unable to upload a show. And so our show actually got played last week on Sirius Radio. And I want to stay hopeful. I want to say that maybe very unlikely that the Sirius Radio people would actually heard us on there, or heard at least me, and then go home and type in onlinepodcast.com and actually get to our website. So likelihood is not high, but at least if there's a possibility out there, if some of you out there who are right now subscribe or listening to Online Podcast because of the Sirius show, let me know. I doubt it though. And I'm very positive, am I not? And I also want to thank Rainbow Redhead, which is Tom from Rainbow Redhead. We are working on getting him on the show and also get myself on his show. And I have some very bitchy requirements. Not really. I'm just kidding. But I would like to have... we talk about some audio suggestion. Well, I gave him some audio suggestion and he's working on that. And when that's done, and I'll be hopefully on your show. And so thank you for your feedback on that, Tom. And also Chef Mark, thank you for leaving the message or the comment on my website about Bishop Gumbleton's talk. And also to, what's his name? Adam from Crep Cycle? Gosh, I don't remember the website now. Don't remember the rapture. I'm sorry, this is kind of bad, but you know, I am too tired to do any editing. let's see. Oh, I also, okay, I'm going to come back to Krebs cycle. You can Google it. Actually, I'll come back and tell you more about that. One of my, the Church of Homosexuals show number 163, there is a guy, Martin, all the way from Austria. He put his comment on there. I would like to read it. And if you don't go to my website, I encourage you to go there and actually check out comments from listeners. Martin says he is one of the silent listeners, and finally, broke his silence and posted something on my website. And thank you so much for doing that. And I really appreciate listening to you. And he also has an Asian boyfriend, he says, in East Asia. And he himself is in Austria, I believe. And so, thank you for sharing your thoughts there, Martin. And I hope you're listening still. And let's go back to comments from Adam, I believe. Yeah, it's Adam. Okay. Adam from the Krebs cycle. That is spelled THEKREBSCYCLE.com. The Krebs cycle. Excuse me. I just had soup. Mm-hmm. And so thank you, Adam, for your thought. If you want to read about Adam's comment, go to show number 164 and you can check out his comment over there. And also, Brad, remember my beloved listener, Brad from Chicago? He commented as well. And I'd like to read out some of his comments on whatever show it was, but pretty much what he said was that he is, here it is. I'm sorry, I'm so ill prepared. He said that he agrees that Oliver is Pinoylicious. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he actually gave me a suggestion because I was lost, right? I told you last week that I was lost in up north in northern Kansas City, and I couldn't find a commerce bank that I can go and get my whatever form that thing was to notarize. Shit, I don't have enough time to play everything, and so he actually gave me an idea of doing SMS by using Google SMS, and that is if you open up your text message on your phone, right? And then you send the message to this number, Google, G-O-O-G-L, however, not G-O-O-G-L-E. G-O-O-G-L, and that is Google, spell Google, G-O-O-G-L, and then send the, in the content of, was it the content of the subject, I wonder? And then put in the whatever information you want to search. So you can go ahead and try that too. I may actually try that. And so in case you're lost or whatever, you can actually get that information from Google SMS. So if you want to find out more information, just go to google.com/SMS. SMS stands for Short Message Service, I think. And we don't call it a lot in the United States. We mostly call them text message. And he also, wish him luck, all the best. I know that the gay games coming up in Chicago in about a week, I think. In July, it's this week. So whenever that is, coming up in a week about, and maybe it's starting this week. Gay games. Gay games. Maybe next week. Gay games. I'm Googling as I am talking to you here. Very well prepared. Oh, yeah, it's the 15th. Through the 22nd. So our beloved Brad is actually competing in tennis. And he will be playing tennis, and we all have to give him our support and our love. My boyfriend, my hubby, my partner is watching Ocean's 12 in the our TV room, so you can actually hear music from the background. I'm sorry. And so we have to support our beloved Brad from Chicago. And hopefully this will, hopefully he'll win something. And of course you have to report back to us, Brad, if you do win. And even if you don't, we will be cheering for you. And give us a report. Maybe call in onlinepodcast@gmail.com for the email. Can you tell I'm tired? And or also call in 206-888-JOHN and give us your report. Even better if you can bring yourself and give us a live report from Gay Games. Now, any of my listeners out there who do not have their own shows and who's able to do a recording, you're more than welcome to do a recording on my voicemail. I'll be able to then use that clip on my show for the live report from Chicago Gay Games. So, Brad, good luck. All the best for your tennis match, and maybe you'll win. Maybe you will. If you pray to me, you will win. Gosh, I'm so distracted. I'm also looking at other email that's coming in right now from my other show, PenangHokkien.com. But talking about voice messages and stuff, on my Chingo, I have several messages that maybe one or two that I would like to play for you. And let's see if this would work. Beth left me a message. I don't know if I played this one yet. Did I play the Archer message?
Hi, John. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I listened to your show today, and a couple of things I wanted to say was I was a little jealous of John getting, I mean, of Mark getting a song from you.
This is a while back, though. I was commenting that Archer's jealous that I wrote from scratch a theme song for Mark. But here's his comment.
Song from you with the words and everything. But, you know, I'm over that very quickly, because I know how appreciative he is of your song and how much I appreciate your music. So I absolutely love it, love his too, and you are the greatest. You know that.
Oh,
I hope
thank
you know
you.
That.
Oh, thank
anyway,
you.
Anyway, and also I wanted to say glad to see that Beth found your podcast through me.
She
I love
did.
Referring.
She did.
You know,
people
are into great podcasts, and of course yours is one of them.
Oh,
so thanks again. And
I sometimes call this a mutual jerk off. That's very rude. But, you know, listening to podcasters talking about other podcasters.
Just forget about the whole jealousy thing. That was all kind of just silliness.
I know.
Anyway, have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thank you. And this is before July 4th that he left me. And Beth left this message also.
Hey, John, it's Beth. I just wanted to call and say hello. And I hope you're having a great weekend. I am. And I was listening to your podcast. And I most definitely will be tuning in regularly now.
Thank you.
I don't know what it is about you, your positive energy or your personality or whatever it is. But I have a great time listening to your podcast. I think you're very funny. And you have a lot of great points. So I look forward to getting to know you better. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you very much, Beth. That was a message left by Beth. And I also replied there on there. And also Madge left me a message, which also caused me a little bit of a confusion and a little bit of a drama-esque situation here. She left me this message.
Hi, John. It's Madge.
Ooh, Madge.
Lesbian. East Radio Listen.
Wait, I have to play this again.
Hi, John. It's Madge. Lesbian from Yeast Radio. Listen, I, you know, this My Chingo thing, I signed up, and no, I didn't, he called the weekly show with Cheryl and all those creatures, and you know, we talked and interviewed him.
This is Matt from Yeast Radio, by the way,
and he was on the show talking about his website. It looked cool. We each made samples. Myself, Cheryl, and Ollie, my vagina, made sample messages. And I said, you know, will they show up on the front page? And they did show up. But then he took them off because he didn't like them, I guess. So I had to take out the part of the show where I hyped his site. Anyway, so...
So the drama, well, it's not really a drama, but the thing is, she left me this message. I was confused, didn't know what it was, because the show hasn't been posted yet, right? And then when I listened to that show, it was actually really funny, and she actually left the part in. And I'm not sure why, Michael Bailey took that out. What he sent me was that he said... asked me to tell Madge because he happens to subscribe to the my voice comment RSS, and he, you know what? I'm not going to play the 15 minute leftover comment today. I will do that on Thursday because I'm just running out of time. The comment that Madge left was heard by Michael Bailey because he subscribed to the RSS feed of my audio response and audio feedback. And so he left me a message, a chat message, what is it, on Skype? Yeah, that he took that off because he thought that, you know, maybe Madge wasn't interested in signing him and therefore took it off. I, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was because they were, you know, cussing up and down, and maybe that's why he removed it, but I'm not sure, but that's not what he told me. He removed it. And then when I go back to the MyChingo website, it was already back on there. I mean, I hear Madge and the horrible,
Errol,
was on there commenting away and talking about
prolapse
and all that. So it's all craziness. But then he left it up there for a while, and then now he's taken that down again. So I'm not sure. It's too big of, oh, it's not my problem really, so I don't care. But my main thing is, if you haven't listened to, or if you listen to Yeast Radio, I want to comment about the part where when Madge went to MyChingo.com, which I now coined the nickname MyChingChong.com because, you know, I'm Asian and I like to poke fun of my Asianness, right? And there's this message from Muhammad Ui. And it's so funny because the message was actually in Malay, and I'll play that back for you and I'll comment on what Madge mentioned about this.
Okay, assalamualaikum. Saya Muhammad Wei dari Malaysia, mencuba perkhidmatan MyChingo.
From Malaysia even, right?
Untuk merakamkan komen melalui suara, dan juga ada function untuk chat dan sebagainya lah. So saya lihat ini amat berguna untuk kita saling bertukar-tukar pendapat dan sebagainya.
So he was saying that this is a very useful thing that for you to exchange ideas and our opinions. Stuff like that. It's very useful, he says.
Dia ada 30 minit.
It's like, oh, okay, you have 30 minutes, it says.
Terima kasih.
Terima kasih means thank you. So that was a message from Muhammad Ui. And of course, there is this person called Ali My Vagina on the call-in show, right? And Madge said, oh my gosh, is that you, Muhammad Ui? He pronounced O-O-I, obviously, by the look of it. It looks like Oi. So from Madge, specifically a Jewish lesbian, right, going there and say, hey, Muhammad Oi, was very, very funny to me. I laughed out so loudly at work. So if you haven't listened to that episode of Yeast Radio, you should go check that out. It's from last week's call-in show. And by the name of the show, you should be able to tell that it's a call-in show with Cheryl.
Cheryl.
And so that's funny. And Muhammad Mui is actually from Malaysia and actually left a comment in Malay. How exciting is that? So the another thing that I want to talk about before I wrap up the show is, I'm so tired and I wasted a bunch of time probably just being tired and silly. Like, for instance, talking about it right here. I want to say thank you to Rito for emailing me. Rito, I feel like a ton today or this past week. I don't know why. I just felt fat. But that's besides the point. I think of Rito, I think of I'm supposed to be reporting my fatness to him. And I actually did a video with my friend this weekend that I'll be posting as a video podcast. It's been a long while since I've done a video podcast. I'm going to try to do it this week, if not this week, next week, sometime in the future. But that will definitely be my next video podcast. And it has me turning from a chunky, gorgeous, chunky goddess into an ugly whore. And it really is without special effects. It's all me. And you're going to have to stay subscribed to get that video. I don't know when I'm posting it. And part of the beauty of you subscribing to the show is that you don't have to know when I post it. You will get it automatically when I do post it. So if you haven't subscribed to the show, go download iTunes and then come back to my website, onlinepodcast.com. And then on the right-hand side, just click on the subscribe via iTunes icon and click on that and you will be subscribed. And the movie is kind of loud that I can hear from through the wall. But anyway, Rito sent me a very cute buffet commercial. I won't play it since I, you know, it's copyrighted. I won't play it, but it's very funny. It shows that this chunky boy, fat boy being kidnapped, and they were trying to push him into the car, and he wouldn't fit into the car door, so he was kind of stuck. And so they kind of, you know, the kidnapper sort of like threw him away. It's like, oh, screw it, we won't be able to get him. So, and then it was actually a commercial for a buffet. And so there you go, the beauty and also the plus or the benefit of being a little bit chunky like me. So this coming Thursday, I will be maybe really then finish up the Bishop Gumbleton's talk, the last 15 minutes. And I will also be commenting on what my future plans are for when I, this Thursday, I'll be talking to you about my future plans about actually having a friend of mine come here on the show and actually talk to us in depth about, and I think Vijay also commented on the show also about the Bishop Gumbleton's talk and about what the scripture specifically says. And I will be having a friend of mine who will be here, and she has a lot of knowledge, and she also has a lot of friends who have a lot of knowledge about homosexuality in the church and also the scripture. So we'll be breaking down into different parts of the scriptures, exactly what is being used to attack against homosexuality, and also look at what our counterpoints are to those scriptures. So it will be exciting. I'll be talking more about that on Thursday. We won't get into it yet because we haven't recorded the show yet, but those are the ideas, and I'll talk to you more about that on a Thursday. Yeah, this coming Thursday. And in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. And if you want to give me a comment, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. You can also leave me a phone message at 206-888-JOHN, or go to onlinepodcast.com and use my Mai Ching Chong to leave me a message if you have a microphone. So in the meantime, take care of yourself. And I really do appreciate you listening, especially those of you who are subscribed to this show. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to smile. Bye-bye. Sorry, that was a trick ending. I meant to stop the show, but I remember there's one other thing that I did not talk about. Last week I was having quite a rough time. It was a busy week, and I'm having a big load of weekend stuff coming up, and also a lot of work this week. So I was a little bit down, you know. And one of my listeners, Steve, sent me a text message and says, don't forget to smile, and that put a smile on my face. So I need you to remind me about that too. So thank you, and don't forget to smile. Ta-ta again.